životnim okolnostima ima različite pogleda na svijet.
Most of the people today are like this.
Većina ljudi danas je takva.
When they are in one circumstance, they adopt the philosophy of another circumstance, of this circumstance.
Kad se nalaze u jednoj situaciji, onda oni prihvataju filozofiju te situacije.
For instance, Sufi, when he is in the temple, he dresses like a devotee. And when he is in the streets of Beograd, he is like a mafioso. Srinivas, again, you are with your mind somewhere else. You have to speak in the microphone because then only you will be heard, otherwise not. So, each minute. So, this is a very unauthentic person.
Ovo je veoma neautentična osoba.
The person of the 20th century.
Osoba 20. veka.
So the Vedic scriptures really want to help us in finding our unchangeable nature, because I do not know how you feel. Have you ever observed yourself changing opinions according to the environment where you are in?
Da li ste se ikada postavili pitanje posmatranje sebe kako menjate vaše utisak, vaše ugledanja s obzirom na okolnosti u kojima se nađete?
Isn't it disturbing that sometimes one thinks so and sometimes so? Or even more disturbing, one is convinced of something, but one just doesn't seem to get it together to act accordingly.
Ili ono što još više smeta, da je osoba uverena u nešto, ali da nikako ne može da deluje svojom tome.
To become a self-realized person is not a luxury, but it is a need.
Postati samospoznata osoba nije luksus, već potreba.
Yes, potreba. It's a potreba. Velike potreba. Now, see, when you go into the Western psychology and want to find out what really is the person, what is personality, you will find many confusing answers.
Kada odete kod zapadnog psihologa i pitate ga šta je zapravo ta osoba, onda ćete naći mnogo zanimljivih odgovora.
We want to now discuss what is the nature of your personality. That's the question.
Sada želimo da razgovaramo šta je priroda vaše osobe, to je pitanje.
Now on one extreme of the definition you will find a person is something which is always changing according to the circumstances.
Na jednom kraju te definicije naći ćete da se osoba uvek menja shodno s okolnostima.
It comes from the Latin word persona, and persona means the mask which an actor carries according to the scenes in the drama where he is.
To dolazi od riječi persona, koja zapravo označava masku koju glumac nosi u drami shodno ulozi koju igra.
See, sometimes he has a smiling mask.
Ponekad ima masku koja smeši.
Sometimes a very angry looking mask.
Ponekad masku koja je veoma ljutita.
Sometimes a neutral looking mask.
Ponekad neutralnu masku.
A lusty mask.
Ili poželjnu masku.
Sometimes very envious. He's always changing it.
Ponekad veoma zavidno, on uvijek menja.
And then on the other side of the scala, you find personality is that which does not change, which is always the same.
Onda na drugoj strani skale nalazite da je osoba nešto što se nikada ne menja, nešto što je uvijek stalno.
In between these two extremes, there are about 50 other definitions of personality.
I između toga ekstrema, na tebe krajnosti, nalazi se otprilike oko 50 drugih različitih definicija osobenosti.
So what is our natural personality?
Kakva je naša prirodna osoba?
The Vedas bring some clarity into this perplexing question.
Vede, donose, pojašnjavaju ovo pitanje koje nas pogleda.
They say both is correct.
Oni kažu, ovo je tačno.
There is that which is always changing costumes, so to say, the Lajan ego, the false ego.
Ono što uvijek menja kosti, tako kažemo, je lažni ego.
And that what always remains the same, is our spiritual identity.
A ono što uvijek ostaje isto je naš duhovni identitet.
And both of us have these two aspects in us.
Mi imamo ove dva aspekta u nama.
We are the eternal spiritual soul.
Mi jesmo večne duhovne duše.
Part and parcel of Krishna,
Vedici Čestice Krishna,
which is not changing.
Što se ne menja.
It goes from childhood, like little Rita.
To ide od detinjstva, poput male moje Rite.
Rite. It continues to a young lady.
Onda se nastavlja u mladu damu.
Yes, Rita, you also will be one young damo. Although now it doesn't look like this.
Da, Rita Chen Gana takođe biti mlada dama, mada to sada može ne stira tako.
And then, Rita, you will be in the body of a very old lady.
A onda Rita vraći se u telu veoma stare žene.
This is little Rita.
Rita mala Rita.
So, this is the unchanging self.
To je jasno koje se ne menja.
But around it is the false ego.
Ali oko njega se nalazi lažni ego.
In Sanskrit this is called the ahankara, the I maker.
U sanskritu to se naziva ahankara, ono što čini mene.
Čini mene, yes. You know these sculptures, they have a sandstone and then they go like and they carve a certain form out of the stone.
No jasno, postoji jedna vrsta kamera iz koja može jako lako da se pleše.
So imagine the false ego to be like a sculpture which constantly is at work forming different images of yourself.
I onda zamislite da je lažni ego poput skulpture koja je stalno u radu, na kojoj se stalno radi i koja formira stalno različite vaše različite utiske.
This false ego is constantly at work.
Taj lažni ego je stalno na delu.
Sometimes it is considered to be fashionable to look like this, and the false ego makes you like that.
Ponekad je moderno da izgledamo na određeni način i onda nas lažni ego napravi takvima.
I know, once it was considered fashionable to have mini skirts for the girls.
Ja znam da je u jedno vreme bilo moderno za devojke da nosi mini suknje.
But then, after some time, long skirts.
A onda posle nekog vremena duge suknje.
Then no skirts.
A onda no suknje.
Just pants.
Samo pantalone.
It's constantly changing.
I to se stalno menja.
And in the same way, the way one behaves.
I na isti način način na koji se osoba ponaša.
So the large ego is constantly forming you so that you correspond to these, so to say, personalities.
Tako vas lažni ego stalno formira, tako da se vi koji postajete ove različite osobe.
But this is a very, very difficult life.
Ali to je veoma, veoma težan život.
Do you know the story of the chameleon?
Da li znate priču o chameleonu?
Once there was a chameleono in the bush who was visited by a panther.
Jedno je bio jedan chameleon u žboru koga je posjetio panter.
And the panther at that time was chased by different hunters.
In to vreme su pantere jurili razni lovci.
So the chameleon said, psst, psst.
And the chameleon rekao, look at me. Look at me.
Where are you? I can't see you.
Gde si, ne mogu te vidjeti.
That's my tiger, said the chameleon.
To je moj tiger, rekao chameleon.
I have become green like the bush.
Ja sam postao zemlje poput pufa od žbuna.
Why don't you also become green like the bush, then the hunters can't find you?
Zašto i ti tako će ne postaviš zemlje poput žbuna, onda te lati neće mogu pronaći,
Glucose, said the panda.
Glucose, said the panda.
And jumped out of the bush and broke through the line of the hunters.
I iskočio iz žbuna i probio
Later he came back to the chameleon and his shoulder was bleeding.
Kasnije je došao do toga leona i njegovo rame je krvarilo.
Look, said chameleon, if you would not have changed, no, if you would have, you know, changed, if you would have become green, you wouldn't suffer now with a bleeding shoulder.
Da nisi iskočio, da si promenio, da se nisi prebacio u zemlju boju, sada, ne, da si se prebacio u zemlju boju, sada ne bi patio.
You have no character, said the panther.
Ti nemaš uopšte karakter, rekao je panther.
So, 2 weeks later, the chameleon was caught by a hunter and exported to Yugoslavia.
Dvije nedelje nakon toga, jedan lovac je uhvatio kameleona i izvezao ga u Jugoslaviju.
And there he became the pet animal of a very cruel boy.
And this
cruel boy, you know, he made his room full with different stripes, big stripes, like 50 centimeters big stripe, yellow, blue, violet, and so on.
Su čitavu sobu ofarbao u štrafte 50 cm širine različitih boja, žuti zeleno plavo i ljubiče svita.
And then he left the chameleon free.
I onda je pustio chameleona napolje.
And chased him over, through his room.
I onda je jurio po sobi.
So the chameleon became, you know, it was hard work. One time, yellow. Then the next moment, three. And the next moment, and this way, the diet actually was so much
worse.
How long can we go on changing colors like this under the influence of the false ego?
Koliko dugo možemo nastaviti da menjamo boje na takav način pod uticajem lažnog ega?
Once Prahlad Maharaj, the great saintly king, met a great saint.
Jedan je Prahlad Maharaj, veliki sveti kraj, susreo jednog sveca.
And the saint was lying there.
Svetica je ležala tamo.
And Prahlad noticed that he was very fat. So he asked him, my dear saint, you seem to be self-realized, what are you doing here? I'm meditating, said the saint. Now, please tell me your life story. Well, said the saint, I was a king once, like you. And I was a beggar. And I was also flying in the sky. And I was chasing and running in the desert.
Gurion sam po pustinji.
Oh, Sephrala, this sounds very interesting. You must have had an interesting life.
Ovo je rekao Prelada, ovo zvuči vam interesantno, mora je sinio rano se nije život.
No, said the saint, I had many lives.
Mene, rekao je, sve ti si mnogo života.
In one life I was a king and I was drinking the finest juice.
U jednom životu gdje sam kralj, gdje sam najbolji sok.
Then I was a poor beggar, totally dependent on the mercy of others.
Onda sam bio jadni prosek, potpuno zavisan od milosti drugih.
I also remember when I was in the body of a bird flying
i meditiram o svojoj pravoj prirodi.
I am tired of playing roles under the influence of the false ego.
Umoran sam od igranja uloga pod dejstvom lažnog ega.
I said, Prahlad, this sounds very good, but why are you so fat?
Aha, rekao Prahlad, ovo zvuči veoma dobro, ali zašto si ti tako debel?
So, the saint didn't take it as an offense.
Svjedec nije to prihvatio, imao se to kao neku uvredu.
He was not under the impression that it's nice to be skinny.
On nije bio pod tim, nije mislio da je lepo biti mršav.
See, here in Yugoslavia, no one wants that the other says you are so fat.
Ovdje u Jugoslaviji niko ne želi da neko drugi kaže ti si tako debel.
In India it's nice to be fat.
Indija je lepo da biti debel.
It means you are successful in life and you get enough to eat. It's an honor to be fat. People are very interested to stay together with you if you are fat. So this saint was not under this identification with the body. He said, well, sometimes people bring me food and then I just eat in order to satisfy them and my body becomes big.
On je rekao, neki put mi ljudi donose hranu i onda ja jedem i onda moje tijelo postane veliko.
And sometimes people don't give me food and my body becomes skinny.
Ponekad mi ljudi ne donose hranu i moje tijelo postane mršavo.
But I'm not the body.
Ali ja nisam tijelo.
I'm the eternal spiritual soul.
Ja sam večna duhovna duša.
I'm not changing when the body changes.
Ja se ne mijenjam kada se tijelo mijenja.
I have no identification other than being the eternal part and parcel of God.
Ja nemam nikakvu drugu identifikaciju, već tu da sam večna delić čestica Boga.
See, someone who identifies with a temporary material body can be described as being schizophrene.
Neko osoba koja se identifikuje sa prolaznim materijalnim telom, zmi se može reći da je schizophrenic.
Schizophrenic. What is a schizophrenic person?
Kako je schizofrenična osoba?
One thing is, he has false emotions.
Jedna stvar je da on ima lažne emocije.
For instance, he may go to the burial of a friend and all of a sudden start to hysterically laugh.
Na primjer, ta osoba može otići na sahranu svoga prijatelja i iznenada početi da se histerično smeje.
Now, his friends may say, don't laugh, cry now.
I mogu neki mogu reći, ja mi sad se smiješ, sad još nekako.
And then he goes, izvinite.
I zna, ali kaže, to izvinite, ja počnem plaća.
So, a schizophrenic person has this situation, he has false emotions.
Schizophrenična osoba je u toj situaciji da ima lažne emocije.
Then he withdraws from the active interchange with his other fellow human beings and lives in his own fantasy world.
I onda se on povuče iz odnosa sa drugim ljudskim bićima i živi u svom svijetu fantazije.
You can see this when people come out of a karate movie, a Bruce Lee movie.
Možete vidjeti kada ljudi izađu sa karate filma, Bruce Lee filma.
They all think they are now the Bruce Lee, you know, karate star.
Svi oni tamo pomisli da su oni Bruce Lee, karate star.
They have identified themselves with this role.
Oni su se poistovjetili sa tom ulogom.
They are absorbed in their own hallucinations.
Oni su apsorbovani u svoje lične halucinacije.
A schizophrenic person often has very disturbed thoughts.
Što se prije na osoba obično ima veoma uznemirujuće misli.
Now the Vedic scriptures describe us in this material world as being schizophrenic because actually we are eternal.
Vedski spis je opisuje zapravo da smo mi ovdje na tom svijetu šizofrenici, jer zapravo mi smo naše prirode večne.
But we have wrong, you know, we have wrong emotions because we are identified with something false.
Ali mi imamo pogrešne emocije pošto se identifikujemo sa nečim što je lažno.
And we are absorbed in our dream like very shocked material life.
I mi smo potpuno apsorbovani u našem veoma kratkom materijalnom životu koji je poput sna.
The Krishna consciousness process is to make you authentic person by helping you to be to come to your unchangeable or non-changeable spiritual identity.
Proces svjesnosti je tu da pomogne da postanete autentična osoba, da dođe do sve prave, nepromjenjive prirode.
How does this work?
Kako se to dešava?
Very simple.
Veoma jednostavno.
It just increases your spiritual potential.
To samo povećava vaš duhovni potencijal.
See, even in this material world, without the soul, our bodies and false identifications wouldn't work.
I čak i u ovom materijalnom svijetu bez duše naše lažne identifikacije ne bi delale.
When the soul leaves the body of Michael Jackson, then there is no longer any active false ego of being Michael Jackson.
Kada duša napusti tijelo Michael Jacksona, onda više ne postoji lažni ego Michael Jacksona.
Just like a shirt, the body of Michael Jackson is not able to act without the soul.
Baš poput košulje, tijelo Michael Jacksona više ne može da deluje bez duše.
And all of a sudden he begins to look very normal.
I sad on počinje da izgleda veoma normalno.
His body returns back into the material energy.
Njegovo tijelo se vraća na svoju materijalnu energiju.
By becoming ashes or transformed in, you know, the natural process of rotting away.
Tako što postane pravi ili što istruli.
So Krishna consciousness means you increase the, your spiritual potential and come to your right identification.
Svjesnost Krišna znači da vi povećavate vašu duhovni potencijal i dođete do prave identifikacije.
It's like making a fire stronger.
To je kao kada dodajete drvo na vatru da postane jače.
By giving it nourishment, wood or straw or so on.
Na taj način što dodajete hranu za vatru, drveta ili slame.
Every day you have to nourish your spiritual existence.
Svakog dana morate da prohranjujete vašu duhovno postojanje.
By living what is called sadhana, a life which prepares you for your eternal identity.
Živeći sadhanu ili život koji nas priprema za vaš večni identitet.
Sometimes people do regular gymnastics.
Ponekad ljudi rade redovnu gimnastiku.
And by this regular gymnastics they develop a very flexible body.
I tom regularnom gimnastikom oni dobiju veoma fleksibilna tijela.
In Krishna consciousness you just perform regular spiritual activities and in this way develop a spiritual body.
U svesnosti Krišne vi samo izvodite redovne spiritualne aktivnosti, na taj način dobijete spiritualno telo.
See, I personally, besides Bhakti yoga, I practice a little Hatha yoga every day, like 5 or 7 minutes. Very lazy.
Ja lično, pored praktikovanja Bhakti yoga, praktikujem i Hatha yoga 5 do 7 minuta. Veoma lazy.
And because I do this now since 15 years, the body can do amazing things.
I pošto ovo radim već 15 godina, telo može da uradi nevjerovatne stvari.
It is a regular practice which came to this. which helped me come to this. So in the same way, the regular spiritual practice will help you to develop your eternal identity.
I na isti način redovna duhovna praksa će vam pomoći da razvijete vaš identitet.
The spiritual identity is there in everyone.
Duhovna identitet se nalazi tu u svakome.
Međutim, it is covered.
Međutim, on je prekriven.
Like the dragul, which has fallen into the mud.
Kao dragul koji je pao u blato.
And is now covered with dirt.
I sad je prekriven prašinom.
In the same way, our real self is covered with just false conceptions.
Na isti način, naše pravo ja je prekriveno lažnim koncepcijama.
Now this process of bringing you back to your spiritual identity rests on spiritual sound.
The process dolaženja do pravog identiteta je zasnovan na duhovnom zvuku.
When a person is sleeping, all his senses are sleeping.
Kada osoba spava, sve njene čule spavaju.
But when he hears his name being called, he wakes up to his identity beyond the dream.
Ali kada čovjek ovoga poziva po imenu, on se budi u svoj identitet koji je iznad sna.
The ear is the sense which is most awake when you sleep.
Uho je čulo koje je najbitnije dok spavate.
See, when someone is sleeping, you can show him the best picture, but he won't wake up because his sense of seeing is sleeping.
Naprimjer, kad neko spava i pomožete mu neku sliku, on neće moći da reaguje da vidi jer njegovo čulo vida spava.
But you can say, hey Slobodan!
Ali možete nekome reći, hey Slobodane!
Slobodane, yes, Aleksandre, so on. Then he will wake up.
I onda će se on probuditi.
In the same way, now your spiritual identity might be in a sleep-like state.
Na isti takav način, vaš duhovni identitet može biti u potpunom stanju.
But by regular sound vibration, by regular chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it can come out.
Ali redovnim mantranjem zvučne vibracije, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, on se može pojaviti.
And also by hearing regularly about Krishna.
I također slušajući redovno Krishna.
With full attention.
Sa puno pažnje.
We have given now three larger programs, one in Novi Sad, then in Beograd, and then in Zrenjanin. And I have seen many times people who started to chant. I'm seeing them from the stage.
Dali smo do sada tri velike programa u Novom Sadu, Beogradu i Zrenjaninu. I ja sam sa scene mogu da vidim ljude koji su počeli da mantraju, peraju.
They begin to dance full of life.
Oni počeli da igraju puni života.
Their eyes, you know, I'm looking at them before we start with the chanting, they are dull and they don't know really how to look and how to behave. And, oh, this Hare Krishna on the stage. I don't know. Nisnam.
Ja sam vidio njihove oči pre plesanja i pravanja i njihove oči bi bile turobne i onda su mislili o ovoj Hare Krishna, ja ne znam šta je to.
Yeah. And then in the midst of the concert you look back to in their eyes. It's like a volcano. It comes out.
I onda usred koncerta pogledajte ponovo u njihove oči i to je kao vulkan koji upravo erupirao.
Yeah, because they have chanted now and the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has revived their spiritual identity. Slobodane has woken up finally from his nightmare.
Ta Hare Krishna Maha Mantra ih je probudila iz njihovog uspavanog duhovnog identiteta i
So I want to encourage you all to try this process with great sincerity.
Ja želim da vas da se ohrabri da probate sa ovim procesom sa velikom iskrenošću.
And to also become self-realized souls.
I da također postanete samospoznate duše.
What else is there to do?
Šta osim toga ima loše?
Otherwise life is just so boring.
Inače život je samo tako dosadan.
There is no real feel.
Nema nekog pravog cilja.
Just eating, sleeping, defending and mating, that's done in all life forms.
Samo jedenje, spavanje, branjenje, razmnožavanje, to se dešava u svim oblicima života.
This human form of life is meant for something higher.
Ljudska bi života je namijenjena za nešto više.
It's actually a